It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, October 16th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today it is the social impact of tech, starting with the tale of a reporter who unmasked an internet troll, which is what exactly?
A troll is somebody who just tries to annoy people and offend people by any means necessary.
Adrian Chen is a staff writer at the news and gossip site Gawker and no fan of an online forum called Creep Shots. That forum's full of sneaky but legal photos of unsuspecting people in public places so that, among others, jerks can leer at their butts, thighs, whatever. It's one of the many places you can visit on Reddit.com, the highly popular collection of online forums. Moderators of forums like Creep Shots go by different handles to keep their real identities private. But Chen, the Gawker guy, figured out the name of one of the more famous moderators and published it.
His username was Violent Acres. He was a 49-year-old computer programmer from Arlington, Texas. He, over the years, has become kind of a celebrity on Reddit for being very distasteful, almost a Larry Flint character.
Reddit's a website with user-generated content that got an enormous 42 million page views just last month. It prides itself in promoting free speech, and Redditors are crying foul now that the privacy of one of the site's moderators has been cracked. Some Reddit forums even banned Gawker in retaliation, something that doesn't sound like free speech to Chen.
I think it's extremely hypocritical that Reddit, which has become known as kind of a defender of free speech and internet freedom, would implement filter on their site that, you know, would be in place in China or some kind of oppressive regime that is actually preventing their users from sharing journalism.
It's really something that the online world has to come to grips with, this tension between allowing people to preserve their anonymity, their privacy as they speak out, but also protects people who are hurtful.
Yeah, and I think I always go by the principle, is this anonymity protecting somebody who is less powerful from somebody who is powerful? And, you know, in this case, I think that Violent Acres was using his anonymity to actually exploit and harm people less powerful than him.
And when you called him, what did he say?
Well, he said, please don't out me. I have a job. I have a disabled wife. This is going to ruin my life. And, you know, I just like riling up people in my spare time.
And rile them up he did. The Creep Shots forum on Reddit was shut down at last check, as was another forum called Jailbait, also the handiwork of Violent Acres. Reddit is owned by Advance Publications, the Condé Nast people, who also publish The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, and Architectural Digest. You can find a link to Chen's story and give us your thoughts about anonymity and free speech online at marketplacetech.org. And just ahead of the big release of the new Windows 8 operating system, this from Microsoft. The company this week launches something called Xbox Music, initially for the Xbox game console. While you can still buy music by the song, Apple style, there are other options, like one that lets you pay about $10 a month to listen on demand to lots of music without ads. All this in a video game machine? Michael McGuire follows the digital music business for Gartner Research.
An important messaging change with Microsoft over the last year is increasingly positioning the Xbox as not just a gaming console, but a kind of a media hub for consumers.
Microsoft has a checkered past trying to go after iTunes. You may remember Zune taking the world by storm. No, maybe you don't. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.